The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. I really appreciate it. It's going to be a great day. Today what we're going to do is we're going to have another installment of my Teeth Across the Pond series. It's usually called Teeth Across America, but today it's called Teeth Across the Pond. We'll be talking to some folks from London, from Denmark, from Germany, and from York, England as well. So before we get started with that first interview, I want to just kind of explain. The first gentleman, we kind of come in almost in the middle of a conversation, and he was talking about a homunculus, and he described it to me, and I looked it up, and I don't think it has anything to do with what he's talking about. He must have had the wrong word, because a homunculus is something about the neurobiological effects of the female, you know. But anyway, okay, so... I was hoping that I could get this wonderful map and kind of see what he was talking about. But basically, we were talking about that the mouth has so many nerve endings, and maybe that's why people are so afraid of the dentist. So here we go.
There's an image of a human body called the homunculus, where they proportion the body as to the number of nerve endings in that part of the body, and the mouth is exaggerated because of the number of nerve endings, like the fingertips and I can't remember what else. But
so
look it up on the net.
It's called homunculus.
Homunculus. Homunculus.
H-O-M-U-N-C-U-L-U-S. Okay, I'll look it up. In like a medical dictionary or something?
Like it ends up with the image looking like some little gnome from a horror film.
Okay, so that's
the body parts are proportioned as to the number of nerve endings in that part of the body, and the mouth, you can see, is very much, the lips especially, are very much exaggerated.
Right. Now there's also something,
the mouth is considered a sensitive part of the body.
Not only the number of nerves, but just this feeling we get when we have our mouth open, it feels like we're vulnerable. So if I were to ask you to open
that's
your mouth,
right,
and keep it open, how long can you do that before you start feeling kind of like uncomfortable? He's still doing it. Still doing it. By the way, while he's doing it, I'm going to take a look. He's got a silver filling on the lower right.
And two missing teeth.
Two missing teeth.
Okay.
So,
And I never, my wisdom teeth never erupted.
Which means they could be impacted.
They could be.
And an impacted tooth is not necessarily a good thing to have.
No.
Because they can get abscesses around them and cysts around them.
I've heard that, yes.
Okay, just so you know.
I could have held my mouth open longer, but I wanted to answer your question.
I noticed that, yeah, most people would not do that. All right, so I am still on Victoria Street, and I'm in this little park, and there's this woman that I came up to ask if she would be interviewed, and she didn't want to do it at first because she said she's a tourist, meaning she's not from London, but then she told me she's from Denmark. What's your name?
Heidi.
Heidi, how are you, Heidi?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good. How long have you been in London?
For 2 days.
Just 2 days?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it.
Good. Yeah, I'm having fun myself. So, tell me about your thoughts about the dental care system in Denmark.
It works really good, I think. It's free. It's not free, but you get a discount because you pay taxes. So
everybody that pays taxes gets a discount?
Yeah.
Now, what if somebody isn't working? If they're not working, they're not paying taxes?
Yeah, then you don't get it.
Okay, so if you have a job in Denmark, you get dental care?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, now you said it's not free. What did you mean by that?
We pay for a normal visit to the dentist, just to be checked, it's like 200 Danish crowns.
200 Danish crowns. How does that compare to, do you know how that compares to, say, British pounds or US dollars?
That is like 40 or 50 pounds.
40 or 50 pounds, which in US dollars would be about, I'm trying to think, about 80?
Yeah, that sounds right, yeah.
Okay, so for $80 you get your teeth clean?
Yeah, and they check and they take x-rays also.
Okay, so it sounds like it's almost working like insurance, because the what you're paying probably doesn't cover the whole bill, which means the dental office must be getting something?
Yeah, they do. They get something from the state.
Now, are you afraid of the dentist?
Nope.
Good. How old were you when you first went?
I don't know. I went, we had, in the school, you have the school dentist where you go 2 times a year, and then when you're 18, you have to find your own dentist.
I think I heard that they bring the dentist to the schools, to your elementary school, and everybody goes and has an appointment.
Yeah, that's right.
So twice during your school year, they'll take you to, do they set it up in the gymnasium? Where do they do the dental care?
They have their own office at the school.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's always a dentist in your school, and it's just whether it's your turn or not.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
Yeah, it is.
Now, but they kick you out of the system when you're 18.
Yeah, they do.
And if you don't have a job, then you can't get dental care, or what?
You can, but it's a bit more expensive to get it.
So let me ask you your own personal instance. When you turned 18, did you have a job?
Yeah, I had.
Okay, so you didn't have to worry about it. You still went.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and you go every 6 months?
Yeah.
And it's not painful?
Nope, not at all.
See, that's good to hear, because I just interviewed somebody earlier who said, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts.
It doesn't hurt. I never had any cavities or anything.
Wow, that might be your diet. Now, what about optional things like tooth whitening, veneers, straightening your teeth? Are any of those things available?
Yeah, it is, but that costs extra.
So it's not covered at all?
Nope.
So anything like straightening, tooth whitening, veneers, is the government pays none of that?
I don't think they do, but I haven't tried it, so I don't know.
Okay. Do you have any questions of a dentist?
No.
No? Okay, now how many time zones is Denmark from here?
We're 1 hour ahead of London.
So 1 more hour west. No, east, east.
Yeah, east. Yeah.
Okay, so 1 hour east. And so your flight was maybe just about a 40-minute flight?
An hour and a half.
Hour and a half flight. Okay. And you just came alone?
Yeah, I have a friend who lives here, but she's at work now, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, in Ohio, it's noon.
Okay, yeah, you're behind.
Here it's 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And back home where you are, it's 6 p.m.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, hey, thank you so much for talking with me.
You're welcome.
And when we get off the air here, when we're done, I'll show you how you can access the podcast.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks. Okay, so I am still in London, but I ran into 3 girls who are from Germany and speak English pretty well, the best I can tell. No, one's shaking her head no. What's your name?
Laura.
Laura. And Laura, what do you do?
We are here for a day trip.
A day trip? And you're all dressed alike. What is this? Is it a...
We are scouts from Germany.
Girl scouts from Germany?
Yes.
Well, that's neat. And what's your name?
Sabrina.
Sabrina and?
Tessa.
Tessa. Okay, and you're all scouts. And you speak English the best?
Yes.
So should I talk to you?
Okay.
Well, I mean, I can ask you all. I can ask questions. So, has anybody had braces?
Zahnspange.
Yeah, straighten your teeth with braces?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Me too.
Yes.
So, 2 of you did?
No.
No? So, why not?
I have perfect these.
Because she's already perfect. And what about tooth whitening? Anybody had their teeth whitened?
No.
No? Whitened?
Bleichen.
No? Okay, so tell me your name again.
Laura.
Okay, Laura's translating, because you do really well with your English. Okay, and what about when you were a little kid? Was anybody afraid of the dentist?
No.
No? And you guys weren't afraid either?
No.
No.
Good. When was your last time at a dentist, Laura?
2 weeks ago.
Wow. Why did you? Was it just a cleaning?
No, because of...
You had a sore tooth?
No.
A chip?
All right.
Oh, you got the braces off?
Yes.
Okay,
no,
she was...
To check.
Okay, a checkup.
If it's all right.
Okay, a checkup. To check everything to see if you were fine. Okay. All right. And how about you?
I don't know.
It's been that long, huh? The one with the perfect teeth. How long has it been since you've been?
2 months.
Just 2 months? And what did they do 2 months ago?
Checked.
Checked and everything was good?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you guys covered? Like, who paid the bill? Did your parents pay the bill or did you pay the bill?
My parents.
And is it through insurance or is it money that they had to spend?
It's, I don't understand the question.
Well, let's see. When the dentist did the work, yes. Somebody paid the dentist money.
Yes.
They had to give?
Yes. And just my parents, and then they it's Versicherung.
It's like a national health insurance or something, or
yes. And you give the bill to them and
give the bill to the national health insurance people,
yes,
and
they pay the dentist.
Okay. So then you consider that a pretty good system?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Now, when your parents are no longer helping, will you be able to pay the bill yourself?
I think yes.
You think? You have to have a job, right?
Yes.
What do you want to be when you...
Later I want to go to a university and study something.
Are you in high school right now? How old are you?
16.
16. So you would be, we call it high school. School...
Yes, next year I go to the high school. It's called Gymnasium.
It's called what?
Gymnasium in Germany.
Gymnasium?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. That sounds neat. Okay, and everybody here, what do you want? So what do you want to be?
I don't know in English. It's to plan bathrooms and so...
To be an architect, maybe? Architect to design bathrooms?
Design and plan solar systems and so things.
Okay, that sounds neat. Sounds like you're doing pretty good in English. And I don't speak German, so you're doing better than I am.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
No problem.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye?
Bye.
Okay, take care now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, now interestingly enough, these three 16-year-old girls were over there smoking. I don't know if you heard the coughing, but they're only 16 and they're already hacking away from cigarette smoke. So I don't know, it must not be quite the same as over here where we're trying to curtail people smoking. Now, we left London and drove about an hour and a half north to York. And once we were there... I did some interviews as well. I'm sorry, an hour and a half north to Cambridge, Cambridge, England. And I want you to listen closely to this interview because during it, you're going to hear the answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, which we'll do right afterwards. All right. All right, so I am in Cambridge, England, and I'm talking to a gentleman. Actually, I forgot to get your name.
My name is Marcus.
Marcus, and you work for a company called?
Scudamore's Punting Company.
Scudamore's Punting Company. Now, in America, we play what we call American football, and we have a punter. Is that what you mean?
Absolutely not. No, we are chauffeurs.
Chauffeurs?
Yeah, for the punt tours. That's what we're called. So we offer the tour service to members of the public, and we take them along the river and show them the backs of the colleges and give all the history along the way.
Well, that's pretty neat. And a punting boat?
Yes, what we do is we take them out on, it's called a low bottom boat, so it's called a punt, okay? So these were established back in the day for the fens, for using the fens, that's why they're a shallow boat, and that's how they get their name, as a punt. And then we're the chauffeurs that push the punt tours.
Okay, so it's kind of like what you think of in Venice?
Yeah, the gondolas in Venice, yeah, it's exactly the same. It's Cambridge's and England's equivalent to the gondolas in Venice.
So how much is it in British pounds?
It is £15 per adult in British pounds for a 45-minute tour.
Okay. And does it matter how many pounds you weigh?
Absolutely not, no.
Okay, that's pretty neat. So 45 minutes, I think we might do this. Now, just so you know, my show is a dental show. I'm a dentist. It's called Dentally Speaking. So are there many dentists here in Cambridge?
Yes, there are literally hundreds of dentists in Cambridge.
Seriously?
Yeah, there's so many. Lots of private dentists and obviously NHS as well.
So you get to pick?
Yes, you can pick. If you go NHS, you get assigned one, but if you go private, you get to pick any.
Okay, so like the private ones, they do things like the whitening and the optional things?
Yeah, all the optional stuff, and NHS just sort of help you out when you need it.
And where do you go?
Where do I go?
Well, which one? Like NHS or private?
I go private.
Private? Okay. And you're happy with the care?
I am indeed. I get it through through work, so it's much better for me.
Okay. Okay, that sounds cool. So where do we sign up?
Where do we sign up for?
Punting.
Punting. It's just behind me down in my office. But first of all, you need to talk to me and get a cracking price from me.
A crafting price?
A cracking.
Cracking price?
Yeah. Do you have that over in America, cracking price?
I don't know what cracking price is.
It's just a really, really good price.
Oh, okay, okay, sure. Okay, let's get cracking.
Yeah, let's get cracking, exactly. So.
Okay, thanks.
No worries, thank you very much.
Okay.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And before I give out the question, there's something that the lawyers want you to listen to. So go ahead and listen to this, and when we come back from that, we'll give you the question.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Okay, and Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today is, in Cambridge, England, when they refer to a punt, they mean A, kicking the football on fourth down, B, a low-bottom boat like the gondolas in Venice, or C, an all-terrain vehicle. 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. The winner receives flowers from Weistember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking?
With
well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
All right, we're back, and we have a couple callers on the line, and let's go to the phones. Firstly, Shirley. Hi, Shirley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Shirley, what do you do?
Well, I work in healthcare, an outpatient surgery center.
Okay. All right, Shirley, what's your guess?
What was the question?
Well, what was my question, or what was the question of the day?
Oh, about the boat. It's B.
B, okay. All right, now, Shirley, I want to hang on, please. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. We have Rich. Rich, what's your guess? Oh, we lost Rich? Okay, we lost Rich. Well, oh, Rich hung up. Okay. All right. So, Shirley, are you there?
Yes.
All right. You are the winner. We are going to send you flowers to your place of business on this Tuesday afternoon, and that is from Vi Stember Flowers and myself. Okay?
Okay.
So would you please hang on so my producer can get your information, all right?
Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. And now what we're going to do is we're going to listen to another interview that I did, and this is this one. What we did then is we got in the we drove further north. This time we drove another hour and a half north from Cambridge, so now we're 3 hours north of London, and we went and wound up in York. And so here's an interview that I did with a couple of folks kind of just on the street. So I'm in York, England, which is about 3 hours north of London, right?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
You think so? Okay. And I'm speaking with?
Ilse.
Ilse, hi Ilse, how are you?
Fine.
And you're telling me you just had a dental procedure, what happened?
Well, I've had this bridge done about 15 years, and with my age, my gums have shrunk, and I went to the dentist I'm already in, and he put the bridge in. And when I got home, they were just sticking right over my teeth.
They were like fangs hanging down way too far?
Everybody complained, your teeth are too big. So I went to this other dentist, and he knew straight away. He says, yes, he hasn't done that properly, and he's filed them down to what you can see now.
Yeah, so it's the same bridge, but he shortened them for you?
He shortened them, yeah, but they do feel rough.
Okay, well...
They don't feel smooth.
They don't feel smooth on the biting edge?
He hasn't.
Okay, let me look. Put your head up for a sec. Okay, well, tell you what, that's porcelain, and there are some things that they can use to polish it. There's a thing called a blue rubber disc.
All right.
Okay, so go back to the one who filed it for you and ask him if he can run the blue rubber disc.
Blue rubber disc.
And then after that, there's kind of a yellowish amber color disc that's a little bit smoother.
Yeah.
And then after that, there's a bristle brush that you put in a material called Diashine, so hopefully he can get it all nice and shiny and smooth for you.
But there's one thing I will say to you. The dentist before this one who'd done that, I didn't trust him. Do you know why?
Why?
Because he was singing while he was doing my teeth.
Oh.
He was singing to the music on the radio and I didn't trust him. I was looking up at him like that and he was humming away. I was saying to myself, concentrate on your job, not the song.
That's funny. Hey, what do you do for a living?
I'm just a normal housewife. No.
Normal housewife? Yeah. As opposed to the abnormal housewife?
Working, I don't work. I do housework in the house. He works for himself. He's a painter and decorator. He's got his own business.
Painting decorator?
Painted all over shops, houses, factories, everything. So I work. He works and brings the money in for me.
And then you go spend it?
Yeah.
That kind of sounds like my house. Well, what's your husband's name? What's the name of his business?
Colin, it's just painting and decorating. It's just painting and...
Painting and decorating.
What is your business? What's the name of your business?
Here, tell us what your business is. Tell my audience what your business is.
I'm a painter and decorator.
Yes.
Well, but if somebody wanted to call you up, let's say they were coming over to live here and they wanted to hire you, what would they do?
Look on the internet for Sea Hope Decorating.
Sea Hope Decorating?
Sea Hope.
Sea Hope?
Yeah.
Sea Hope, like Sea Hope, and this is going to look better when you get done?
No, that's my first, initial, Colin.
Oh, it's your first initial, Colin.
Sea Hope.
Okay. Got it. C period hope decorating.
That's it.
Okay. All right. That sounds cool. So do you have any dental stories to tell, like your wife?
Yes, I'm petrified of dentists.
You're petrified? How long ago was it that you last went?
About a year ago.
1 year. What happened a year ago that you didn't go back?
I just don't like them. I was in agony when I went.
You were in agony? You mean you went there with a toothache?
I went there with toothache, yeah.
And what did they wind up having to do for you?
An extraction.
An extraction, okay. So if you went more often, maybe you wouldn't need the extractions? What do you think?
No, that's probably true, but I probably wouldn't do it.
You know, I have to tell you that us guys, are more afraid than our wives of the dentist.
No,
you're not alone.
No. I once spoke to a lady who said she would rather give birth than have a tooth.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's like the bigger, stronger they are, it seems like the biggest baby they are in the dental chair.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Because you look pretty big and strong.
Yeah.
But a little guy like me can just strike fear in your heart, right?
Oh, yeah. So as soon as he gets that drill out, that's me petrified.
Do you think it started when you were a child?
Probably because us British people are not brought up like Americans to look after their teeth. They are now, but when I was younger, we weren't.
So when did it change? Because you're saying now that British people are more in tune to the health of their teeth.
I think people are more interested in looking good nowadays.
Did that happen in the last 10 years, the last 5 years?
It's about 10 years.
Okay, so right, okay, 10 years ago, like right around the late, early, about 2000.
Yeah, about turn of the century, yeah.
Okay, the millennium.
Millennium, that's what I meant.
Now what about, is it a cost issue, or you could afford to have your teeth then? You're just terrified.
I'm just petrified.
Okay, well, do they offer sedation here? Anything to make you more comfortable?
They do, but with me being a big lad, I'm not going to be asked to put to sleep, am I?
Well, they should ask you if they know that you're nervous. Do they know you're nervous?
Oh, yes, I tell them before I go in.
Okay, well, they should probably say, well, why don't you consider the sedation? They have laughing gas, we do oral sedation, we do IV sedation, so you pretty much don't even care when you're there.
Mm-hmm. I don't care, I just don't like to go.
Well, maybe you'll have to come to the States to get your dental work done, huh?
Yeah, I'll fly all the way over and have a holiday.
Yeah, now don't forget, it's a 5-hour time difference, so it's only, it's only 10 o'clock in the morning there.
Yeah.
All right, Colin, well, thanks for talking with me.
Yeah, no problem.
Good luck. See Hope what?
Decorating.
Okay, what's your phone number?
It's 079-239-11091.
Okay, you have one more digit than we do, but that's, you have 11 digits.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys can probably afford the extra digit because our money's only worth like 3/4 of yours. Kind of like, you ever heard of the show, what's the one with Vanna White?
Married with Children?
Married with Children? No. It's the one where, The Wheel of Fortune. You ever get that show here?
We do, yes.
You do? And people have to...
I think we exported it to yours, didn't we?
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. You guys exported just about everything. Anyway, you have to buy a vowel. So maybe you have to buy an extra number.
I think you have to buy an extra number.
I have to buy an extra number? All right. Okay, well, hey, very nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you, too.
Take care.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates. Smile a little smile for me. Rosemary, Rosemary.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. And I just want to say, I have another interview that I was hoping to air. It was with Dr. Michael Riley. He is with OrthoKind at 70 Low Petergate in York. And Dr. Riley, I really apologize, but what we'll do is we'll air that interview maybe next week or the week after. I'll send you an email to let you know. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, podcast available at dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you tune in next week to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.